You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidi Eberi Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
Jesus is alive. This morning, I want to talk about the resurrection power. The resurrection power. And the key text is taken from Philippians 3, 7 to 14. Philippians 3, 7 to 14. And I read. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Of Christ. Christ Jesus my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either we are already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press forward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, Paul is saying here that, look, I suffered a lot. I have gone through a lot. I have accomplished a lot, but I said, I count all this as nothing. Praise the Lord. And I count all this as what? Nothing. And he says that he wants to still know. He still thirsts. He still hungers for the knowledge of what? Of Jesus Christ. Not only that he will know Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Not only that he will know Jesus Christ, but that he might experience the power of what? His resurrection. And of course, the fellowship of his suffering. The power of his resurrection. So he wants, I want to experience that newness. I want to experience that victory. And you and I, every believer here, will have to experience that one way or the other. Praise the Lord. Then what is the power of the resurrection power? What is the resurrection power? That power that, you know, brought Jesus Christ from the dead. And I've preached this from different perspectives. If you preach it from another perspective, it is the power of what? The Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that brought him back to life. But the resurrection power, what is it all about? You know, and as I think about this, the first thing I learned from the resurrection power, one, is that it brings you and I salvation. The resurrection power brings the salvation power. It brings that power in the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus Christ came to do what? To save you and I. If he had died and he has not resurrected, praise the Lord, will have been men most what? Miserable. That means there won't be any salvation. So his dying and rising on the third day brought power of what? Salvation. That is the first thing. And what it shows here is that God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sins. He paid in full, and it shows that he's truly the Messiah. And that the mission to save mankind was fully what? Accomplished. Imagine if on the third day Christ did not rise. The devil will say, the mandate is not complete. Nobody paid for this one, so they belong to me. But when Christ said, it is finished, he was telling the devil, he said, devil, it is finished. You know, you can see that statement from different perspectives. Telling the Father, I've accomplished my assignment. Telling the devil, I have paid what? In full. Praise the Lord. And on the third day, he rose from the dead. Philippians 2, 5 to 7. Philippians 2, 5 to 7. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You see, when he completed his assignment, Bible says he was given a name that is above every other name. That when you call upon that name, you're saved. When you believe in the finished work of Christ, you're saved. Praise the Lord. So the first thing that his resurrection brought to us is what? Salvation. And it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. It doesn't matter what your state is. It doesn't matter how many times you have risen and have fallen. It doesn't matter how many times you think you've messed up. It doesn't matter how many times people have condemned you. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what things you think you've done very badly. It doesn't matter how many stains you think you have under your white clothes. Praise the Lord. The moment you accept Jesus Christ and call upon that name, you are saved, because the resurrection power brought salvation to you and I. And today let me tell you, you know, I'm trying to do a study. Maybe trying to do a book that is titled God is Serious. Praise the Lord. I'm still thinking about it. It's still in my realm for me. God is serious. And why do I say God is serious? If God is not serious, do you think he will come to die for mankind? There is a great gospel going all over the place. Oh, because Christ has died and paid the price, you are free to do anything. If it is not a serious business, do you think he will have come to pay the price? Praise the Lord. He paid the price that you and I will have life and have it in abundance. So it doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter the family you are born into. It doesn't matter what your past is. The moment you call upon this name, Bible says you are what? You are saved. Acts 4:12. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So the first thing the power of resurrection power brings to us is what? Salvation. And as we celebrate Easter Sunday today, that is the first thing that I want everybody here to think about. Are you saved? If the trumpet shall sound at this moment, are you rapturable? Will you go, or will you be left behind? Tell your neighbor, make sure you are not left behind. This is a serious business, because God is serious. And when I say God is serious, it comes from different dimensions. God is serious about you and I. He's so serious that he had to pay to redeem you and I. Praise the Lord. We are so important to him that he had to do what? Pay to bring us back to himself. You are so important. Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise the Lord. What does that mean? Does it mean that when God was making you and I, he was afraid? No, he took time, precision. Every muscle, every vein was thought of The physical things, then the spiritual, the character. Praise the Lord. Everything was what? Carefully placed. You know, recently, I was reading Job 38. You know, when God started asking Job some questions, you realize that the God who serves is a perfect God. When he said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, God is not joking. When God started asking Job about the stars, started mentioning their names, I started studying some of them. There are some of them, you know, the way they spin and the way they move, praise the Lord. The scientist said, if they go a little further than that, if they go further than where God has set for them, the whole earth will crash. Some of them will fall upon us, and there will not be any earth. But everything goes what? In precision. So the precision that it will only be a fool who will say that man came from dust. Praise the Lord. And from there, from this and that, he became a monkey. And will be what? Created. Everything in galaxy is in precision. If some of them go off by 100, one over 100 out of where they are placed, the whole thing will crash. So God, in his own precision, created the earth. And he says that you and I are fearfully and wonderfully. Maybe you are important to God. Don't allow anybody to condemn you. Don't allow anybody to put you down. Don't allow anybody to tell you otherwise. And that is why, because he is serious about you and I, he sent Jesus Christ to die to pay the price for you and I. So you can come back to him. And it's only when you find Jesus Christ that you find your destiny. It's only when you come back to him that you connect back to your purpose. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made for a purpose, right? And anything you do outside Jesus Christ, you are out of purpose. It's only when you return back to your maker and say, Lord Jesus, why did you create me? Here I am. Help me. Show me the way. And he will begin to put you on that path of your destiny and you are restored. Praise the Lord. Romans 10, 9 to 13. Romans 10, 9 to 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Tell your neighbor, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See here, there is no discrimination. Whosoever covers everybody. Anybody who will come to that realization and say, Jesus, save me. Jesus, here I am. Call upon his name. Shall be saved. Praise the Lord. The next thing that the resurrection power brings to us is the power of eternal life. Power of what? Eternal life. Praise the Lord. You know, John 11, 25 to 26. This is John. This is Jesus talking to Mary. Or was it Martha? He said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Praise the Lord. He said, whosoever. Still underline that word. Whosoever. It means there is no discrimination. Praise the Lord. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You know, as I was reflecting this morning, I got a new dimension to it. And let us go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 12 to 22. Now, if Christ be preached that those that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also vain. Yea, we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sin. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made what? Alive. So his death and resurrection brings to you and I eternal life. Eternal life. Some will argue, oh, there is no resurrection. Some religion will tell you, oh, they know about Christ. But when you say that he died and rose, that's where they'll start fighting you. Because that is where the real thing is. Praise the Lord. He said, no, he didn't rise. But he's coming back to life. He brought to you and I what? Eternal life that will not die anymore. So when the enemy harasses you, tell him, Satan, you can't kill me. As a child of God, the enemy cannot kill you. You can only transit from this body into what? To the spiritual. You have eternal life. You put off this flesh one day, not like the way you put off your clothes, and move. I see on Facebook some people circulate a picture of when somebody died, and you know the out of body movement. You know they show the spirit, you know, so moving out. It's real. You cannot die again because he's what? He's risen. You have eternal life. Revelation 20. Today we'll read a lot of scriptures. Revelation 20, 1 to 8. He said, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them. And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them which were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years were expired, Satan shall be loosed out of prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. The number of them is as the sand of the sea. You can read down. But key thing here is that, you know, by the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life. And we cannot die again. Praise the Lord. That is what that death and resurrection has brought to you and I. Praise the Lord. Another thing that he brings to us is the conquering power of God. You know, Jesus entered the grave as a captive. Let me put it that way. But he left as a conqueror. They captured him. They killed him. Praise the Lord. And carried him into. So I love the way Udo carried. Who acted as Jesus? Alpha. No, there were two that day. One person was talking as Jesus risen, right? The way he just bothered to put him like this, Papa said, hey, this is capture. He took him straight to the grave and he's risen in Jesus' name. You know, there is that power. As he entered there, he came out what? A conqueror. And that brings us the power that Jesus released when he rose from the dead. And the first one is power over sin. Power over sin. You know, by Christ rising from the dead, he has given you and I power over what? Over sin, because the flesh died. The body died. We receive power what? Over sin. Romans 6. Please long speak. Okay. 1 to 15. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us are, as we are baptized into Christ, we are baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. Can you underline that? Newness of life. Walk in the newness of what? Of life. Praise the Lord. We have power over sin. Let me continue. He said, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. This is the, let's stop here. I'll continue. This is the resurrection money. He said that as he went to the grave, we went with him. You don't get it. As he was nailed there, we were nailed with him. He went to the grave, our body was there. And when he rose again, what do? We rose with him. And you have a newness of life. And you have power over what? Sin. Let me continue. Say, for he that is dead is free from sin. Can a dead man be tempted? When you bring a dead body here now, you bring all the money in this world, pack it, all the gold, will it be moved? You bring all the beautiful girls in town, line up for the dead body, will he notice? You can't be tempted again. He's saying here that if we say we have died and risen with Christ, then this body is dead unto what? Unto sin. We are raised in the newness of life. And we have power, what? Over sin. You know the power we love is the power to kill our enemies. Praise the Lord. But you have so power for so many things. You know, something happened on Friday night. I remember what the man of God told us when he came for the kingdom agenda. Somebody said, Pastor, our prayer point has changed. That man, he's a wicked man who God will soon convert. He will bring him, praise the Lord. You know, he will come to serve Jesus. And I love that mentality. We have power over what? Over sin. Praise the Lord. Where did I stop? For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead in Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he is alive unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey in its lust thereof. Neither yield ye members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. The amen wasn't loud. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. You see, grace here is the grace not to commit sin. You don't get that. Don't grace. All he's saying here is that, look, you receive power. Because Christ is risen from the dead, praise the Lord, you have power over sin. So as you receive that power over sin, you have grace to do what? Not to commit sin again. Not after you have committed sin, you say you have grace. Am I communicating? You receive power over sin. You receive grace not to commit sin anymore. Praise the Lord. And that power that we receive by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is power over principalities and powers. This is one I know a lot of people want to hear about. Praise the Lord. If I depress you in the dream, you cry every time. Hey, you have power over them. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6:12. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Principalities against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Like I always tell people, nothing happens to you in the physical without first of all taking place what? in the spiritual. So the battle that we're in every day is not that your neighbor you're seeing and say, ah, this man doesn't like me. This man wants me dead. No. Only a fool will say that he has no enemy. Then you give your life to Christ. You are branded for Christ. And as a mark upon you, Paul says, I bear the mark of Jesus. Galatians 6:17. Henceforth, let no man do what? Trouble me. So the day you give your life to Christ, you bear a mark. The angels will see the mark and say, this is a child of God. The enemy will see that, say, he's one of them. He's what? Our adversary. Let us fight him. Praise the Lord. But Jesus has given us power over them. So you don't get to the point where you say, ah, that woman in the, you know, our problems are always women in the village. Old women in the village. Even when the problem is with us. Praise the Lord. When you understand who you are, you can no longer be afraid of the enemy. Because he has given us power over principalities and powers. I don't know that you get it. Because Christ is in us. And because he is in us, and he has overcome the grave and risen, they can't hurt you and I. Why? Because Christ is the head of all principalities and powers. Praise the Lord. Colossians 2, 6 to 15. Colossians 2, 6 to 15. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Wow! I'm just seeing this from a different perspective. Did somebody get it? For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, all of them came down to rescue you and I. You don't understand it? God is serious. He is serious about you and I. Ah! The Godhead in one body represented fully. Wow. That shows you how important you are to the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Praise the Lord. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made with our hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who had raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against you, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You see, he took away our sins. Praise the Lord. Nailed it to the cross. All causes nailed to the cross. Poverty nailed to the cross. Evil covenant against you nailed to the cross. Anything that was contrary to you nailed to the cross. And he rose on the third day. We rose with him. A new man. Tell your neighbor, I'm a new man. They're a new person. And therefore, we should not be afraid of principalities and powers. Because the Bible says he made an open show of them at where? On the cross. And today, we are sitting with him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. And they are beneath where? So when the demon comes, he says, don't you know where you belong? Hey! Don't raise your head. Because you are far above them. But sometimes, because we don't know who we are in Christ, we allow them to do what? Harass us. Praise the Lord. He gave us power over death. Power over death. Praise the Lord. Revelation 1:18 says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of hell and death. Praise the Lord. But as I was reading this morning, I got a new revelation on this. 1 Corinthians 15:54 to 57. He said, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up what? In victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ entered the grave with the flesh. Praise the Lord. He said it was a corruptible flesh. But as he rose again, he put on the incorruptible flesh. Praise the Lord. He entered the grave, praise the Lord, with mortality. That's mortal, that's the flesh. And he came out what? Immortal. And he went through the same process with him. We have power over death. We can't die again as believers. We can only transit. We can only put off this flesh. So when somebody asks you what happened on Resurrection Monday, you tell them this. Power was released to you and I. So much that even the enemy cannot comprehend it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another power that he gave to us is the power over sickness. The healing power of God. Praise the Lord. I don't know anyone that is here. If a body is dead and raised again, what happens to the sickness? Sickness don't die now. Praise the Lord. Sickness is gone. He gave us power over sickness. The healing power of Jesus. Isaiah 53:1-5 says, who had believed our report? And unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form of comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Let me stop here. You know, there were the scripture talking about what Christ went through before he got to the cross. After the beating, after the lashing, after, you know, in those days, the Romans, crucifixion was one of the, is the worst form of what? Death. Praise the Lord. And what they used to flog him has iron spikes. Go and read it. So when they flog you and pull, what does it do? It pulls flesh. So by the time they finished beating him, he said there was no beauty in him that anybody should desire. In fact, the people that made the Passion of the Christ, they said after the first version, it wasn't approved because it was too bloody. After the pit and everything, they said it was too violent. They had to go back to reduce. So if you want it, what you're seeing is a reduced version. Imagine when they use and those robes, those skin, had different stripes. How many of them? I don't know how that, some people know the number. Is it at 9? So when they, with spikes, iron spikes in it. So when they flog and pull, it tears the flesh. Praise the Lord. So he says, when he has gone through all this, he said, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Why was he going through this? Why was the flesh being tortured? Because he was paying the price for our healing. That sickness will no longer have power over this body anymore. Praise the Lord. He said, he is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrow and acquitted with grief. And we hid as we are our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. It means he has already paid for that sickness. You were healed. I was healed. Praise the Lord. So that sickness, when it comes, you tell him, sorry, sir. Jesus paid in full. Praise the Lord. And he said it was finished. So he paid for that sickness. You have no power over this body anymore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another thing that the resurrection power brings to you and I is the restoration power. Resurrection power brings what? Restoration power. It doesn't matter what you have lost. It doesn't matter what you have lost. Christ rising this Easter Sunday, or resurrection morning, he restores to you whatever thing that you have lost to the enemy. Some of us have lost several things to the kingdom of darkness. Praise the Lord. Some wealth. Some have lost wealth. Some are rejected. You feel rejection. Some are even rejected by their parents. Some were rejected even from when they were conceived. And most parents don't even know this. When a woman is pregnant and they are fighting over, is this my child, is this my child? And both of them reject the child. Children are spirits, they know. Some people grow up without rejection. And they never feel accepted. Because they've been rejected even before they came out. But Jesus is saying, I paid for that word, rejection. You don't have to allow anybody to put you down anymore. You're not a mistake. The parents may have made a mistake, right? But you're not a mistake. He has given you and I power over what? Over rejection. Because he restores you back. You see, Christ dying and rising from the dead restores you like a reset. You know the way you use your phone, right? And some things have gone wrong. You don't even know. You say, press what? Reset. Eh? He removed all the wrong things, all the bad things, and put you back to the factory setting. Am I communicating? You go back to what? The factory what? Setting. So it doesn't matter what you've lost. It doesn't matter what you've been through. Jesus restores you back to the original what? Manufacturer's what? Setting. The way God has prepared you, created you for your assignment. And hence, no man should be able to stop you. Tell your neighbor, I am unstoppable. Because Christ has restored me. Whatever you have lost today, you see, I remember when we were growing up, there's this poem, I've forgotten how to sing it, but what the lady says is that you can lose time, you restore, you can always find a way to get it back, right? You can lose wealth. Somehow, you can redeem wealth, right? You lose wealth, you redeem it. You lose time, you redeem it. But he said you lose honor. He said it's such a loss that no man can restore. But thank God he said no man can do what? But Jesus Christ restores whatever thing that you have lost. Maybe you've done things so that everybody condemns you and people, when they see you, they remember that thing, right? But Jesus died that he can restore you back to the original setting. That no man can condemn you for that thing anymore. Am I communicating? There is power in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And one of those power is the power of what? Restoration. And you are restored in the name of Jesus. You are restored in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muriokola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos, or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.